On Friday, a federal judge said construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline could go forward. Minutes later, the Justice Department halted it, to the surprise of protesting Native tribes who said the pipeline would violate their sacred burial grounds and could taint their source of water, Lake Oahe. The company behind the North Dakota Pipeline, Energy Transfer Partners, says it will bring needed oil from North Dakota to Illinois more safely than trucks or trains, and that construction will provide jobs. But the protests have grown to include not just the Standing Rock Sioux tribe that began them, but tribes and environmentalists from across the country. And there have been clashes between protesters and pipeline workers. Andrew Ironshell is a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokees. He's also with the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation in Porcupine, South Dakota. His son Terrell joins us as well. Terrell is a member of the International Indigenous Youth Council, a group founded during the pipeline protests. Both are in Cannonball, North Dakota. And Andrew, Dad, your thoughts on Friday's decision. Were you shocked?
I wasn't really shocked because I believe in the power of prayer and the power of the organizing that we've been doing here on the ground in Cannonball.
But take up the judge's ruling, which came minutes before the government's decision. The judge, James E. Boasberg, in Washington in a federal court there, he said that the Army Corps of Engineers tried to meet with Standing Rock Sioux members and that it was impossible, that the Native Americans did not respond to the requests.
I believe that the Corps of Engineers is out of their bounds and not understanding the relationship between the United States government and Indian country in general, that there is already an existing process for these communications and conversations to happen, meaning that it needs to be more of a direct interaction at the White House level and tribal nations, president to president, as we are two sovereigns in this conversation.
Terrell, your thoughts, a younger generation, and I know you're there in Cannonball where a Native community organizing conference is taking place. What do you want to be known? It seems to have gone beyond the pipeline. Thousands of Native Americans are coming from across the country.
I honestly think that the youth are the ones that are leading this movement. We are the ones who have been on the ground here in Cannonball. We are getting organized. We're getting ready for the winter. I know this was a small victory for us here in Standing Rock, but even though the Fed said that they halted construction, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to stop.
Well, it doesn't at all. It's a temporary halt. But the government did say that it will now invite tribes to be a part of discussions when there are infrastructure projects on tribal lands. Now, look, as we said, the Army Corps of Engineers and the judge in Washington said that they did make attempts. It sounds as if in its ruling on Friday, the government saying that it will go beyond those attempts and maybe, as your father said, reach out through the president, but that from here on out, there will be much more involvement of Native Americans. Is that a victory?
Yes, in itself, that is a victory. We have, over the last few hundred years, actually, we haven't really gotten a chance in this country to freely speak about our issues and the problems that are facing our people.
Yeah. Well, look, the company, you know, behind the pipeline hasn't spoken publicly, but its supporters have. They say, well, you know, this is crazy. This company had all the permits. It had been through all the regulatory hell. It had spent millions going through that. And now you have the government overturning the permission to go ahead with the construction after millions has been invested. And this will have a chilling effect on other companies. Isn't this construction that does provide jobs? And are you worried about that, that, you know, this will have that chilling effect?
We don't need to feel pity for big oil. This corporation is global. They have trillions of dollars at their disposal. They actually only need $1 billion to build this pipeline. And so it's a monopoly that's continued throughout Indian country. The first monopoly was the creation of the railroad through Lakota territory, and now we have this pipeline who is trying to use some of the same tactics that they used back in the 1800s as this corporation of the railroad industry went across our lands. And even then, the process is skewed by inaccuracies. And really, if you peel back the onion, you will find that a lot of the historical assessments that needed to happen did not happen. And so the corporation complaining and whining that their bottom line is being affected, that's great, because we do need to move into a new renewable energy future, creating alternatives to fossil fuel addiction. those are already happening in Indian country. So again, we are kind of setting the bar of what's possible as we look at a new renewable energy future.
That's Andrew Ironshell. He's a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee, but he was raised in the region where thousands are protesting right now. He's Community Engagement Coordinator for Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation in Porcupine, South Dakota. His son, Terrell, is half Ogallala Lakota, half Cherokee, and they are both in Cannonball, North Dakota, for a Native Community Organizing Conference. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And an irony in this standoff, the lake that now provides water to the Native Americans was dammed in the 60s, destroying their villages. Many still have memory of that.